morning. Merry Christmas. We'd like to welcome you to Jenkins Church this morning on this beautiful crisp Christmas Eve. If you would, get up and greet your neighbors. Give them hugs. Okay, if you'll open your bulletins and look at the announcements. One thing I'd like to remind everyone is tonight is the Christmas Eve communion service from 5 to 7:30. You can come as families, individuals, groups. Come to the sanctuary for a time of reflection, meditation, and prayer. When you're ready, assemble your group and come around to have communion. It's a communion service where you come up and have communion and come and go. It's not a service, okay? Okay. And if you have a group or a couple and you see someone by themselves, ask them to join you. Also, next Sunday, December 31st, is one Sunday service. It's our fifth Sunday service. At 9 o'clock, we'll have our service, and then there will be a brunch following in Fellowship Hall. There's other announcements in the calendar if you'll just look at them there. Prayer and praise requests. Also, David Butt, he and Brenda have attended our church in the past. David is having some problems with, his legs have basically kind of gone numb out of nowhere. And they're thinking that he may have multiple sclerosis, but he's being treated at home now with daily IV steroids. And I spoke with him yesterday, and that there's been no change. He still really has no function of his legs. So keep that family in your prayers, because this just happened all of a sudden. Anybody else? Any prayer? Praise request? Praise reports? William Horton, that we put on the prayer list last week, he went home yesterday, and he's doing well. He went home with a feeding tube because he's still having some paralysis in his neck, but the doctors think he's going to have a full recovery. So we praise God for that. I also have a friend of mine that I work with, the nurse, Dr. Washington's full-time nurse. Her husband went through surgery for prostate cancer last week, and he's doing well, but is going through some depression, and it's been really hard on them. His name is John Alexander, so if you'll keep them in your prayers. Anyone else? I'm sorry. Right. There was an accident at the courthouse this week, and there was two NES employees working there that were burnt and injured. We need to keep them in our prayers. Okay, if there's no more, we'll pause for a moment of silent prayer, preparing our hearts for our worship of God. a prayer the people may pray. O Jesus, our great high priest, be present with us as you were present with your disciples, and make yourself known to us in this hour. Amen. Our call to worship this morning is from Isaiah 9, 2, and 6 through 7. It is responsive. It's in your bulletin. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Let's all stand, turn in our hymnals to hymn 131, Angels from the Realms of Glory. Please silence your cell phones.
Angels from the realms of glory, bring your light for all the earth. Ye who sang creation's glory, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Shepherd from the fields abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. God with man is now residing, yonder shines the infant light. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Sages, leave your contemplation, brighter visions beam afar. The great desire of nations, ye have seen his natal star. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Saints before the altar bending, watching long in hope and fear. Suddenly the Lord descending, his temple shall appear. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
Let us pray. Lord God, grateful appreciation is what we offer to you. We are thankful, O Lord. You have called us to come to worship the Christ, your Son, who became our Savior. Lord, we are appreciative. We are thankful. We pray for your Spirit to move in each of us today. Thank you for the opportunity. And we offer our prayer in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please remain standing, and we'll state our faith through the Apostles' Creed, and then sing the Gloria.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into Hades. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and stood upon the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. All right, guys, it's the eve of our Savior's birthday. Let's see some smiles and some enthusiasm out there. Okay? It'd be like having a parent that's having a birthday. Okay? Let's get excited about it, because his birth is the beginning of our salvation, because that's what he came for. We come to the point in our service now that it's time for our confessing of our sin. Just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way, death came to all men because all sinned. That's from Romans 5:12. If you do the prayer of confession with me. God of grace and truth, in Jesus Christ you came among us as light shining in darkness. We confess that we have not welcomed the light or trusted good news to be good. We have closed our eyes to glory in our midst, expecting little and hoping for less. Forgive our doubt and renew our hope, so that we may receive the fullness of your grace and live in the truth of Christ the Lord. Amen. The assurance of forgiveness comes from Romans 5:19. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous.
Turning your hymnals now, if you will, please, to hymn 132. And remember, a little further down in the bulletin, you'll have a chance to choose your favorite hymns. We will sing first verse of four hymns again. Let's sing the first and last of 132.
Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply echo back their joyous strains. Oh, Joseph lives. exalts his day.
Says in there that I'm going to be doing a solo this morning, but if you've heard me hacking and hear me talking UMO, I'm not going to be singing this morning. But a couple of years ago, I did a CD of Christmas songs, and so I'm going to play one of the tracks from that, and I hope you enjoy it.
Walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? His child that you delivered will soon Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked with angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, then you kiss the face of God.
have two scripture lessons today. The first one comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests." The MacArthur family is going to do the Advent candle for us this morning.
Advent means coming. We light this candle as a sign of the coming light of Christ. We are preparing ourselves for the days when the nations shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Isaiah 2, verse 4. Advent means preparation and waiting. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. Isaiah 11, verse 6.
Advent means sharing the good news and joy. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. Isaiah 35, 1. Advent means love, final coming, and hope we find in Christ. The Lord will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. God is with us. Let us walk in the light of the moon.
For a medley of carols, so if you'll let Sam know what you want to sing this morning.
And everybody shout at once. 152. Another. We'll take all our numbers down and then we'll sing one verse of each. 148. 147. And one more. 145. All right. Let's go, let's just go in reverse order. 145 first. First verse only.
Oh, God, be true to that.
do the third verse, if you don't mind. The third verse.
Silent night, holy night, Son of God, lost your light, radiant beam from my holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
148.
Offertory sentence comes from 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Will the ushers please come forth?
Righteous God, your gifts are beyond description, beyond comprehension, that you should even want to give us a gift. We know it has nothing to do with us, but with who you are. Thank you. Thank you for providing not only the gift of eternal life, but also many material things. that make this life easy or easy. Thank you for the privilege of sharing in Christ's name.
Before I read the second scripture lesson, I neglected to recognize our first-time visitors. Do we have any first-time visitors? Okay. Glad you're here. Welcome. Anyone else? Okay. Our next scripture lesson comes from Titus 2 verses 11 through 14 and 3 verses 4 through 7. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. While we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. But when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us so generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. The word of God for the people of God.
Praise be God.
Turn in your hymnals again, if you will, please. Let's sing verse 1 of hymn 151.
Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Give ye heed to what we say. Jesus Christ, born today, oxen as before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today. Christ is born today.
The grace of God has appeared. A baby. Born to a virgin. Birthplace was a cave used as a stable for the domestic animals. It happened in an out of the way village. They named him Jesus. Shepherds visited, angels sang. Kings came and worshiped and offered gifts. The grace of God that brought salvation had appeared. He lived a somewhat normal life in his earthly father's carpentry shop. At 30, he became a teacher, preacher, without a church. He gathered some disciples around him, and he often talked about the kingdom of God and eternal life. He lived without sin, but dealing with the sin of those around him, the grace of God was present. He was arrested and tried, well, sort of tried, and he was killed. He was nailed to a cross, a rugged cross, and there he died. Paying the penalty for the sin of all the people of the world. Yes, all of our sin, the penalty has been paid. Many have not claimed the payment and applied it to their own life, but it's been paid. The grace of God that brings salvation was present. He was placed in a tomb, but on the third day, God raised him up from the grave. A resurrected life. He walked on the earth for 40 days, and he ascended. Returned to God. Returned to heaven. With the promise that he would come back to earth and claim all who trusted in him to save them from their sin. The grace of God had appeared. The second lesson in your printed scripture, the second lesson for today, in this lesson, the Apostle Paul is writing to Titus, a young preacher. Verse 11 of the second chapter, Titus 2, verse 11. Verse 11 ends with the words, to all men. The grace of God that brought salvation had appeared to all men. Or as we read it, the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all people. God is with us. Salvation is with us. And that is the meaning of Christmas. Salvation has appeared. Salvation is in the world. It's available. And that is the meaning of Christmas. It's not to a select few, but to all. Everybody. Whosoever will. Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That is the meaning of Christmas. All sinners. That is the meaning of Christmas. And in the song of the carol, Silent Night, in verse 3, the dawn of redeeming grace. The appearance, the first light of redeeming grace. Another church newsletter had an article this week I couldn't find out who was the writer of the article, but I want you to hear it. Christmas occurred when God invaded earth in a strange and marvelous way. And think of Jesus' birth. It was a strange birth. It was a marvelous birth. Unbelievable. Even today, some say, it could not have happened that way. There must be another explanation. The article continues, a special child was born to an unlikely place. A special child in an unlikely place at an inconvenient time, according to our thinking. And in an unwelcoming world. A world that did not welcome him. Heaven's light pierced the darkness and shone through the life of that unique baby. That light was and is eternal. God's light. God's light in Christ is a saving light. The dawn of redeeming grace. The coming of grace. The grace of God that brings salvation appeared in the person of Jesus Christ. The grace of God appeared and brought salvation. Now what? Titus chapter 3, verse 4 and 5 says, when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, He saved us because of His mercy. A merciful God. To send His Son into a world that would not welcome Him to redeem a people, many of whom did not want to be redeemed. The grace of God appeared in Jesus Christ and brought salvation. Now what? Verse 12 of chapter 2 says, the grace of God appearing and bringing salvation teaches us. The grace of God appearing teaches us. What does it teach us? What does the grace of God that appeared teach us? It teaches us two things, at least. It teaches us what to shun and what to follow. It teaches us how to live right, and how to live for God, and how to live as saved people, how to live as people of the kingdom of God. What to shun, or what to say no to? It teaches us what to say no to. Ungodly things, or worldly passions, or worldly desires. William Barclay says that these worldly desires are those desires for things that we could not show to God. You know, in every life, I guess, there are some things that we don't want other people to see. And there are things, I'm guessing, that it's okay for some of our friends to see, but we would not want our parents to see. And there are some things in our life that if Jesus came to our house, we would not want Him to see. I still remember as a youngster preaching against comic books. And I couldn't find all that stuff that was supposed to be in those comic books when I read them. Maybe I was reading different comic books, but the preacher was coming for lunch. And before he came, him and his wife, I was careful to hide my comic books. Those things that we would like to hide before Grandma gets to our house. You know, she's been away and she's coming for a visit. And we would not want her to be disappointed in us. Worldly desires. The things we could not show to God. Barclay continues to say, and continues by saying, the work of Christ Jesus, coming as a babe, but growing to be a man and dying for our redemption. The work of Christ is to cleanse us from desires which we are ashamed to show God, or we would be ashamed if God see them in our lives. And it's Christ, and only Christ, who can make us clean, not only outwardly, but inwardly. The negative side, the things to shun, the ungodly things, the worldly passions that we would not want God to see. But see, there's nothing that we can hide from God. Because He knows all about us. He knows more about us than we know about ourselves. He even knows the number of hair on our head. We don't know that. It teaches us what to shun. But the appearing of Jesus Christ, grace of God that redeems us, it teaches us what to embrace. It teaches us to live soberly, or to live in moderation, live in restraint, or with some restraints on our life, live righteously, or live godly, a godly life. Christ has come. What does it mean? It means that He calls us. His coming teaches us, if you will, to live, to shun that ungodly stuff that is so prevalent in the world, but to embrace that which is righteous and good and godly. And we do see a spirit of godliness, righteous living, sharing, helping, encouraging, blessing in the Christmas season like no other time of the year. Our need is to spread it throughout the year. Keep it going at Christmas, but spread it throughout the year. So this is what Christmas teaches. This is what Christ's coming teaches. To live godly lives. Because Christ gave His life to redeem us from all of the ungodliness that we have participated in. All of the ungodly acts. All of the acts that we are ashamed when we stand before God and wish that we had not. I've done them. Live a godly life while we wait for Jesus to return. In His mention to Titus of the appearing of the grace of God, He also mentions the second coming of the grace of God. We're waiting for Him to appear again, waiting for Jesus to return. And Paul the Apostle calls this return of Jesus the blessed hope. The blessed hope. Then he says what the blessed hope is. The glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. The glorious appearing of our blessed Savior, our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. I think of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, that little short passage where the Apostle Paul explains to the Thessalonian Christians Jesus coming again. Shout. He comes in the clouds. And even breaks open the graves. And those who are His, who have trusted Him, who died trusting Him, He calls up to be with Him. And then if we are alive and remain at His coming, and we are trusting in Him for our salvation, He calls us up to be with Him. And so we shall ever be with the Lord. Jesus was not only Savior. Jesus was God. And it's not a past tense though. Jesus is not only Savior. Jesus is God. And His return to gather His people together and take us to the heavenly home He has prepared for us. That is our hope. Paul called it a blessed hope. Glorious appearing. However bad life is, you may have seen an interview last night with Larry King and Joel Osteen. Did you happen to see it? Was it last night or was it Friday night? Friday night. It was said, did she say it or did he say it? However bad life is, we have that hope. And it's available to all. However bad life is, we have that hope. And it's available to all. One of our duties as people of the hope is to help those who do not know Jesus and therefore do not have hope. Help them to trust. Help them to gain that glorious hope. The grace of God has appeared. That's Christmas. The grace of God has appeared. That's Christmas. And I believe it was Friday's Daily Bread. The psalmist is quoted from Psalm 98, verse 1 and 2. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, he says, for he has done marvelous things. The Lord has made known his salvation. The Lord has made known his salvation by his coming, by the coming of Jesus. We are saved. And then we are heirs of eternal life. Eternal life in heaven. To get the correct statement of Osteen, even if we have tribulation in this life, we will make it because we have a vision of heaven. Or we have a hope. I'll add, we have a hope of Jesus coming and taking us. Jesus came to Bethlehem. He offers to come to every person who will receive him. Have you invited him to come into your life? That's my challenge this morning. If you have not invited Jesus into your life, if you invited me, trust him. That you give your sin to him. That you trust him to save you from that sin. And that you receive the gift of eternal life. And then you'll have that blessed hope also. The song is 123. It's an invitation, the singer giving an invitation to Jesus to come and save and to give that blessed hope. 1, 2, 3. If you'll stand with me, we'll sing. And if you have a public response to this loving God, his great gift of salvation, would you make that response here in the altar as we sing? The one and two.
Israel, your name will fit right in there. Or my name will fit right in there. Praise be to God. Lord, thank you for coming in the person. Thank you for your grace of healing. You have given us faith to plant. In His holy name, we pray. Amen.
Life was born.